This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Parts of the West are still stuck from the New Year's weekend blizzard. At least a dozen people died, and some are still stranded.
In New Mexico, some travelers stuck in whiteout conditions on a two-lane highway about an hour outside Albuquerque were able to find shelter in a nearby home, the home of Christine and Randy Glover. The Glovers took in 44 people, and they join me now. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hi. Well, 44 people that you didn't know, how did they find you?
The snow's real bad to drift right here across this highway, and our house is right on the north side of this highway, and I picked up a radio transmission through a two-way radio that Christine and I used to communicate between the house and the shop, and realized that they could as well hear me. And once we kind of determined their location, it was plain to all of us that they were right here pretty close to our house, but due to the whiteout conditions, we couldn't see them and they couldn't see us. So we gave them directions and talked them down the road, and they just walked 150, 200 yards, and 44 people later, they were all in.
So what did you do with them?
We got everybody fed and warm. And
several of the guys went back to make sure that we had found everyone, that all of the travelers knew about the house and could come in. So.
And who were these travelers? Were they vacationers? Were they truckers?
One trucker. Most of them were headed to the ski slopes.
Were you at all apprehensive of taking all these people into your home, people you don't know?
No. They didn't have any choices, and I don't feel like we had a choice. I mean, that was just what we needed to do.
Yeah, it didn't.
There was no choices.
Yeah, and there was no second thoughts on either of our parts, I don't think.
No.
It's just something you do. Everybody in this part of the world, if there's a need, you just fill it. And this was a need, and we just happened to be the ones that, were able to fill the need.
Well, and the need to feed as well. Three meals a day for 44 people, that's a lot of food. How did you feed them all?
The godsend, one of the godsends, was that the truck that was stuck in front of all these cars was an affiliated truck, which is affiliated as a grocery store supply company. And so he had a trailer load of food.
That's kind of a miracle that of all the trucks to get stuck.
Exactly, yeah. And the fact that he was loaded, the driver made a decision very early on to talk to his company and make sure that it was all right because of the emergency, the fact that we knew we were all going to be stranded out here for a while. And it definitely made the stay, I think, for everybody a lot more tolerable. It would have been a lot harder on everyone. We'd have had to ration our food because we didn't have enough to feed everyone.
So how many days total were the people there?
Most of the people were here two nights and almost two full days.
We had 14 stay a third day.
Yeah.
For fun or because they liked it so much?
I think more that they were trying to be or had the time to be more conservative as far as putting their families at risk.
And their work schedules allowed it.
Yeah, and they didn't have to leave and not know for sure what the roads were doing because we had gotten a lot of conflicting reports on how the roads were. So they just stayed, and part of that decision, I think, was the fact that it was New Year's Eve, and they didn't want to be on the road, and they knew that we would be here by ourselves, too.
And the accommodations here are first class.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe you could change your business now.
Yeah, I know.
Get ranching.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you miss them now? Do you miss your new friends?
Kind of.
Yeah, we kind of.
It's really kind of strange.
It really is. When everybody started leaving, it was a little bit like having your family for Christmas and then, regretting that the holiday was over. And it was kind of odd. It never did seem like a burden.
All right. Well, Christine and Randy Glover, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.